Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, Steve Harvey, we're here. Oh, oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey got a radio show. One more time, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, ain't God been good to me? Wow. But then again, ain't he been good to you too, though? I mean, really, man. Think of all the blessings God has given you. Think of all the things he's done for you. Things that you asked for, things that you didn't ask for, things that you was expecting, then all about all of the unexpected blessings. Man, he just keep coming with it, don't he? You know what? That's some good news today, though, y'all. You know, in the face of the world being the way it is, the evilness that's out there, it just seems like that's all that's on the news sometimes. You know, we got news of parents not really standing up being parents. We got news stories of children turning on their parents. You got everything. The economy, you got places you thought used to be beautiful places to go. Now they got travel alerts. It's all over. But the good news is there's something that you can have in this relationship with God that gives you a way to deal with it all. And I'm not saying that it'll protect you from every single thing out there that's happening, because some things are going to happen to you. You're going to be in an accident from time to time. You're going to make a mistake and fall down from time to time. But man, wouldn't it be incredible for you if you understood that you had some insurance in all of this, that no matter what happened to you, you know, you were covered? You know, look, insurance companies, as good as they are, you know, like our friends at State Farm or any other insurance company, you know, they do some amazing things. Insurance is a really, really good thing to happen in the event that something happens to you. You know, you may not want to pay the premium, but guess what? In the event that something happens to you, that insurance is absolutely critical. Well, but guess what? They cover certain things. You could get life insurance. You can get auto insurance, you can get accident insurance, you can get health insurance. There is nothing that you can buy to safeguard you against life's decisions. You know, if you make a mistake, if you cheat, if you lie, if you fall down and you can't seem to get it together and you make a crazy decision about how you gonna go about securing an income, There are no policies you can buy for that. You can't buy a policy if you stop being the man you're supposed to be and give up on your children. You can't buy a policy if something happens as a mother and all of a sudden you're not the mother you're supposed to be. But there is some insurance coverage out there for you. And that relationship that you form with God, that friendship that you form with him, that alliance that you, that partnership, that prayer that you put in all the time, there is an insurance policy that you have taken out when you form a relationship with your Heavenly Father, when you form a friendship, when you form a bond that protects you when these things happen, in the event that they happen. Now, here's the great thing about prayer. Prayer can head off some stuff from happening. It really, really can. Prayer can prevent some things from happening. You know, I'll give you an example in my life. Okay, here we go. Because, see, it's the best way for me to do it. Because, see, what I don't like to do is talk to people without letting them know, hey, look, I'm in this hole with you. I feel where you're at. Okay, here we go. I was making some decisions a few years ago, because what I thought I was doing was counterbalancing something that was happening in my life. You know, I thought that since I wasn't happy, or well, for whatever the reason I thought I wasn't happy, if I, as wrong as I am, wanted to blame somebody else for my unhappiness, that's really, if I make a bad decision because I'm thinking I'm unhappy with somebody, hold up, pardon. Two wrongs don't make a right. And I make a decision to do something wrong. And now the consequences come when I do something wrong. See, then I already know, as an intelligent thinking man, as most of you are, that when you do something wrong, that, you know, there is a consequence for that. I teach that to my sons. When you do something wrong, there is a consequence. So as an adult, I fully understood the consequence. And so what I was doing was I was making some decisions that was causing some consequences in my life, that was delaying my happiness, delaying my progress, causing my business not to go the way it could go, so forth and so on. Well, what I started doing was I took out this insurance policy called prayer, and I started putting it in my mix on a daily basis. And then I started putting it in my mix, you know, 2-3 times a day. And then I found myself using it all the time. And then I really started putting it in when I didn't need any help, when I wasn't in trouble. I started putting insurance in. I started making deposits into the bank. I started paying my premiums down. And prayer is like a premium. You just pay into it. Then when situations started coming up now, that prayer that I had put in, that in those premiums I had paid, it started preventing me from making the decisions I was making in the past. Thus, I didn't have to suffer the consequences. Thus, my businesses didn't have to be delayed in its progress because I had put some payments on some premiums. I had taken out an insurance policy with my life, my real life. I'm talking about your life where you make your day-to-day decisions in. I'm not talking about, see, life insurance is only good if you die. God has a policy that's available for you while you living. See, in order for an insurance policy to pay, something bad got to happen. Now, there may be some others out there I don't know nothing about, but all the ones I got, my car insurance, they only come into play if I have an accident. I have an accident insurance policy where if something happens to me, I got accident. I got my voice is covered in case something happened to that. I got that. But I got to not be able to talk to cash that one. You understand? I mean, everything. I got homeowner's insurance. Nothing show up on my homeowner's insurance unless it's a flood, a fire, a theft. Something bad got to happen for my insurance to even make sense. When you take out the policy with your Heavenly Father, when you pay the premiums of prayer, and that's all it costs, man. You ain't got to have no money for this policy. I put into the policy, it pays me dividends and benefits for living. Ain't nothing got to go wrong for me to cash in on this policy. I use this policy for good things. I give you an example. I use this policy to ask God to watch over my family when I travel. I use this policy to ask God to bless my sons on their journey into manhood. He covers me. I ask God to help make my dreams come true with this policy. He covers me. I ask God for the desires of my heart. He give them to me. I ask God to lead and guide and protect me and keep me from making stupid decisions like I used to make. He said, all right, partner, stop doing this. Stop doing that. Now, guess what? I'm not perfect. Steve Harvey, long way from being perfect. I never claimed perfection. Man, listen to me, y'all. Make the decisions to pay your premiums in prayer. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Get you some insurance in your life. And when you have little things like that, keep on stepping, man. God loves you, man. Man, I sure hope you talk to God today, because guess what? He sure would like to hear from you. That's for sure.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Welcome to the United States of America, where our commander-in-chief refers to women out of their name.
That's right there. Wow. Factual. That's a fact.
You know what? I've told a lot of jokes in my life. That one has never come up.
Well, it's not funny.
Why would you do it? It's not even a subject matter.
Yeah, right.
That's not a premise.
It's not what you do, though. Mm-mm.
But, I mean, nobody.
No.
It's stupid.
Man, this That's dude, not the ladies first and gentlemen, time he's we're done here. It.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Let's just do that today.
Morning, Steve.
Yep.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's not the first time he's done that, Steve.
You know. He's.
He being the president.
Yeah, he's made it almost his career of the last of his campaign and now the presidency out of that. He's, you know, said some horrible things about women.
Yeah, he has a history of it.
Yeah, sure. Derogatory things. I mean, it's disgusting.
Here's the incredible thing about it. He can do no wrong to his base.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They
no
don't
matter
care.
What he do.
Dog, he said, he told us, though. He said, I could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
He knew it.
And he
because
wasn't president
he
then.
Knows who they are.
Yeah.
He knows how they are. Mm-hmm. They are deep-seated in power, control, and money. Mm-hmm. And as long as he can represent those three things, power, control, and money, they with him.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And what's crazy? That includes the poorest of them.
Yes.
Because they love saying, he's one of us, but they even though you ain't one of them.
But they don't realize that. They think they do benefit.
They don't benefit.
Brother, you ain't on the receiving end of nothing he got.
None of that.
No. Not even talking to you.
No.
You want to help small businesses, huh? Would you say a small business is?
Small business, $750 million.
Well, that's what a small. I thought it,
you said 750 million.
750.
No, seriously. If you look up, just go on the internet. Let's just do this. I tell you what. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what it is according to the Small Business Association.
So what the hell I got?
What is well, you ain't got nothing, Tommy. I ain't got nothing. We just over here.
750 million is small.
That's a small business. Wow. You stunned the room. You shut it down with that statement.
No, see, you have to have X amount of employees to be considered a small business, and then as a X amount for mid-sized business and large companies.
So all these mom-and-pop businesses, things like that, that's not even on the radar, huh? Well, we'll talk about that.
No, you just got a stove.
We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what President said about Stormy Daniels right after this. A lot going on today. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. So before we left, you were telling us what a small business, how much you had to have to be considered in America a small business.
I'm pulling it up now.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, I'll tell you about President Trump. Again, he's, called a woman out of her name again. This is according to ABC News. Trump lashed out at Stormy Daniels. You know, Stormy Daniels is the adult film star. And her attorney, Michael Avenatti, yesterday, the president tweeted, federal judge throws out Stormy Daniels' lawsuit versus Trump. Trump is entitled to full legal fees at Fox News. Great. Now it can go after Horseface. Did you hear what I said? Now it can go after Horseface and her third-rate lawyer in the great state of Texas. She will confirm the letter she signed. She knows nothing about me. A total con.
She wasn't Horseface when y'all was in that room, though. She wasn't Horseface.
No, and see, if that's not true, she don't know nothing about you, total con. You paid this woman $130,000.
Yeah.
Dog, that's real. What's his name, Cohen?
Michael Cohen. Yeah.
Cohen didn't tell it all because he don't want to go to jail.
Right.
Yeah, he got recordings of all that.
Uh-huh.
He in there singing like a hummingbird and pointing like an octopus.
Yeah. He got hands going everywhere.
And he's the one that paid the money to her,
He got more than Amorosa had. He got real recordings.
Mm-hmm. And he got a lot of intriguing lines like, and let me tell you this.
And another thing.
And here's some else.
Yeah.
Oh, and I ain't forgot this here.
According to the New York Times, President Trump, we all know this, has a history of attacking women by mocking their bodily functions, demeaning their looks. He has called women fat and ugly. Do you remember when he posted a picture of Ted Cruz's wife saying images are worth 1,000 words?
And ooh, that's horrible.
Yeah. And pretty recently, after Omarosa left the White House, he called her that dog.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
the president
of the United States.
Wow.
Where's the dignity in that office? Yeah.
Get out and vote.
Yeah. Did you find it yet, Steve?
No. Mm. I ain't good at this. I'm just going to stop saying it.
Yeah, I was taken aback when you said I'm pulling it up now. I'm like,
I done pulled up so much stuff that ain't it coming.
We're talking about what you have to have, how much.
I done put it in here and phrased it, and I done came up with, here's what the owner of a small business really earns.
Because I thought you said $7 million at first, but $750 million.
When you're talking about what they're talking about.
Okay.
See, here's when they say small business, they're not referring to those who own a company, a store.
Right.
You got lawnmower service.
Car
you got
washes. Car,
they not talking about
McDonald's.
You. When they refer that they're here to help the small businessman out, they're talking millions and millions of dollars for small cap businesses. That's a lie that they tell.
Mm-hmm.
The Conservative Party cares nothing about small businesses as you think they talking to. You think they care about your T-shirt shop?
Not at all, huh?
No, they're in it for the big run. This is the big boy stuff. But they say small business over and over and over. We care about the small business. You remember when, I don't forget who that was running, and they kept pulling up this Joe the Plumber guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was, wasn't that Mitt Romney when he was running? Yeah, against Obama. The second term.
Hey, dog, they ain't do nothing for this man. Mm-hmm. They didn't do nothing. They're not really talking about him. Mm. They say small business, we're going to get you on your feet. How?
But they're still talking about that upper echelon, that 1%.
Bro, they don't care. When they say small business, they talk about a small market cap businesses that make a lot of money with 700 employees and stuff like that. Then you got mid cap, then you got large cap. They talking about the big, they're not talking about you. That same tax break that the Republicans just passed that gave the average person a $2,000 tax credit over the year, that's over the year. What they didn't show you was what they gave the big boys. And that's what they were talking about on CNN one night was workfare, not welfare, workfare. How many concessions they make for big corporations, which does allow them to keep more money, which does allow them to become more profitable and possibly, supposedly, to hire more people.
Wow.
They take care of the big boys, man.
That's
and
stunning.
You're talking about small businesses because we're talking about Trump's base. The reason why you're bringing that up, because it doesn't matter what he says about women or anything, they think it's okay. And that he's talking to them.
Yeah. Stormy Daniels gets her case tossed out.
Mm-hmm. And
defamation, then, that part.
Right. And she has to pay his legal fees, the president's.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Which is really crazy.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the other suit that they have coming up about the $130,000. Yeah. That has nothing to do with that.
And her attorney, Michael Avenatti, is considering running for president.
There's a lot going on.
He wants to run for president.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's considering it. He's talked about it on CNN. Yes.
He going to beat Kanye?
Kanye's not running till 2024.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's if he's doing well. Because if he don't get his ass back away from the edge of that cliff he on.
We got to get on this medication.
He's in Africa right now, Steve.
I don't see how. Mm-hmm. Kanye is a good little dude, man. It's something going on, and I don't know what it is. But he got to get away from the edge of this cliff. You can't stand. When is the next 2024?
Yeah, well, 2020 is the next one, and then the one after that is 2024.
Yeah, he don't want to run against Trump because that's his boy.
That's his dad.
His dad. That's the dad he never had. That's the dad he never had.
All right, listen. All we can say is vote on November 6th, and when we come back, we're going to run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards were last night. We're going to talk about the highlights and the winners. But right now, it's the nephew. He's on deck with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff? TV star. Uh-huh.
Facebook bandit. Run it.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Maurice.
Yeah, this is Maurice.
How you doing, man? My name is Dorsey. I'm trying to reach out to you. You're on Facebook quite a bit. Am I right?
I mean, I'm on the computer a lot, man. That's what I do.
Okay. My wife, for some reason, man, it seems that you've been having a lot of back and forth on Facebook with my wife, Denise. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, at first it was kind of cute or whatever. You know, I'm seeing your name on the wall all the time, and you keep IMing my wife back and forth. And
You mean IMing, instant message?
That's what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. So my thing is, what is all this here with you and Denise? You know,
okay,
you're making these little comments.
What you say your name was?
My name Dorsey.
Okay, Dorsey. Check this out, man. I got over 1,400 plus friends on Facebook. I don't know who your wife is.
Okay.
I don't recall. I am in though Denise right now, and hey, I don't know who she is, man. I think
Let me bring it to you so we can refresh your memory, because you're constantly asking her about how things used to be. Remember when we did this? Remember when we did that? You know, it's a whole lot of remember this and that, and you asking her, you know, about hooking up whenever she got time.
Okay, see, I don't even do that, man. I don't do that, man. I got too much to lose. I don't do nothing like that, man. You know, okay. I could have over 30 out of 1,400 friends, man. I could have over 30 Denises on there, man.
Okay, well, I tell you what, man. Are you telling all the Denises that you want to hook up with them? Are you telling all the Denises, remember this, remember that?
I ain't telling nobody nothing, man. Look, I try to live my life as peaceful as possible, man. I'm not on that, okay? So, I, Darius, whatever your name is, man.
My name is Dorsey. And let me explain something to you, man. I done seen pictures, brother, of high school pictures of you in a group on the site. So I know exactly what you look like, okay?
You say me and who?
I done seen a group of you all that went to high school together. And evidently, you know, you one of these guys. So I'm finna figure out exactly which one you are.
So what, I was tagged on a photo or something like that?
However you want to call it. I don't know much about the damn shit. All I'm letting you know is that I got a problem with you, Maurice, hitting my wife up trying to see about can she get out with you, can she do this, can she do
okay,
that.
Look, Darius, you need
hey,
to go
man,
check
it's
your...
Hey, Dorsey, man. It's Dorsey.
I don't give a what your name is, man. First of all, I'm on a toilet, and you calling me early in the morning when I already got... Look, I'm peaceful, man. I don't even cuss no more, man. You done got me out of my zone, man. Look, I don't know who your wife is. I don't be on Facebook like that. It stay up in the corner while I'm on the computer doing other
my
shit.
Wife
so it looks like I'm
Denise.
On here.
You understand me? My wife is Denise. You talking to Dorsey. You understand me? Now, let me tell you something. If I see your on the wall, if I see you IN and my wife, it's going to be some Maurice.
How is that? You don't even know where I live, dude.
Oh,
look,
don't worry
I don't know
about
who
that.
You
I will find that. If I found your number, don't think I won't find
it. How the hell did you find it? Right, you're right. You're right. You do got my number. How the hell did you get my number?
Don't worry about that. You're going to be saying that when I get on your front doorstep. How the hell you find my address?
Yeah, you come to my door and see what's going to happen, man.
And when I leave, you're going to be saying, why the hell did you whoop my That's what you're going to be saying.
I got you. I got you. Come on. Hello?
Now, I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to say it clear. Maurice, if I see your name on my computer dealing with my wife, Denise, again, I'm coming to your house, and I'm whooping your ass.
Okay, look, Darius. I'm you listening?
Man, it's Dorsey, man.
Dorsey, I apologize. Dorsey, look, man, I feel for you. You know, it seems like your wife is on the computer a lot. Hey, she IMing people, whatever. But I'm the wrong cat to talk to, man. You need to talk to your wife, man. You know, y'all need to settle that, man. Maybe y'all need to go to church, man, talk to the pastor or something. But I'm the wrong cat, man.
All right, I'm going to tell you something, man. You keep talking about you feel for me, you understand. Let me tell you something. I feel for you. If I see your on my wife's computer one more time, if I see a baby picture, a high school picture, a high school sweetheart picture, I don't give a if you played football or ran track. If I see any picture, anything dealing with your name, Maurice, on my wife's computer, I'm kicking your
Wow. You know what, man? I don't give a who you is, Darius, whoever the I can't even remember what the your name is, man. Do not call my house no more. I don't know who the your wife is. And you know what? My address is Trail, man. You come on down here, Decatur, Georgia. You come.
Man, I'm saying to you, get your off
you
my computer.
I gave you a chance to talk. I told you where I live at. Now you bring your to my door and you see what happens.
I got one more thing I want to say to you.
Man, what you ain't got to say stuff to me, man.
Yes, I do, Maurice. Before I get in my car and head over there, I got one more thing I want to say. Is you listening?
I'm hanging up.
Are you listening to me?
What the you got to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Chris.
Wait,
hello?
Wait, you say who?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Chris got me to prank phone call you, dog.
Boy. Wait till I call Chris, man. Oh, I don't believe it, man. For real, man. Man, you gonna make me close my Facebook account, man. Wow.
Let me ask you, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Facebook, be careful out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
You know, just be careful out there on that
you
Facebook.
You be careful
thing.
Out there.
Facebook bandit.
Okay. I'm the prank bandit, baby. The prank bandit is letting you know be careful about the Facebook bandits out
now,
there.
Now, this going to happen, Tommy. I'm telling you.
It's a matter of time.
Hitting the face with a book bandit. It's going to happen, though.
And it's going to be, and what's really going to be crazy about it, Tommy going to be so surprised. He ain't even going to understand what?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
If somebody walk up to me and hit me, I'm going to be surprised.
And you know he's got this new TV show, so more people are going to recognize you now, Tommy.
And what's the name of the show?
Ready to Love.
Notice they didn't put a W in that. They sure didn't want to name it Where to Love, When to Love, Who to Love.
Ready.
Yeah.
Make it easy, huh?
Boy, November. They didn't put a W in that. Would have been funny.
November 9th and 10th. Tunica, that's Fitz Tunica Hotel and Casino. That is in Tunica, Mississippi. The nephew's coming to town November 9th and 10th. Tickets on sale right now. Land in the Cut November 15th through the 17th. Richmond, Virginia. The Funny Bone coming to Richmond, Virginia. Been a long time. The nephew is on his way back. All right? That's it for now, Tunica.
Boy, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to come to one of them shows.
Man, I wish you would, dog.
You should,
I told
Steve.
You, dog, whenever you want to come open.
See, what you have to keep saying that?
You redo the lineup.
This is so funny with me, dog.
He going to redo the lineup for you, Steve.
What you say, Tom? Say it again, man.
Whenever you want to come open. Yeah.
All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards were last night. We're going to talk about the highlights and the winners right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the BET Hip Hop Awards were last night. It was hosted by comedian D. Ray Davis. Drake,
oh boy,
he's funny. Yeah,
he's silly.
He is. He really is. Drake led with 11 nominations, including Lyricist of the Year, Album of the Year, Single of the Year, and MVP of the Year. Cardi B, though, was right on his tails with 10 nominations. Other multiple nominees include Childish Gambino with 6, Travis Scott, and Kendrick Lamar with 5. And Carla, you have more for us, right?
Yeah, I watched the show last night. The award show was in Miami, Steve, so it was
sexy.
It was different. It was cool, though. Album of the Year went to the Carters, Everything is Love, and that is a Jay and Beyonce. I love, love, love that album.
The album, man.
Cardi B, yeah, I know, right, Junior? That's our album, right?
I can do everything.
Man, who you telling? Ooh, that's my
Steve,
album.
Get in it. Cardi B, Yo Gotti, T.I., let's see, Gucci Mane, they all perform. Lil Wayne, he got honored with the I Am Hip Hop Awards. He got a standing ovation. DJ Khaled and Bun B presented him with that. Kendrick Lamar, everybody, they were this, you know, giving Wayne love in a video presentation. But this is it, though. This is it for you, Steve. Guess who closed out the show? What is your song?
Let's see.
Hit
my
it, cat.
Song.
Hit it, cat. Right now.
They did. That's where it went.
Come on.
Did you hear what he said?
We gonna start this thing over.
It's your boy, man.
I'm
living my best life.
Yeah.
Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you.
Lil Duval, he killed the cat.
Lil Duval closed out the hip-hop
award. It was so funny. He had Snoop Dogg in the video presentation, but Lil Duval was bouncing across that stage, living his best life, killing it at the BET Hip Hop Awards, living his best life, I should say. That was funny. All I could do was thinking about you, Steve, singing that song.
I know.
Man, that's my jam.
I know.
Hit it one time, Steve. Hit it one time.
I'm living my best life. I ain't going back to... I'm living my best life. I ain't got time.
Yes.
I'm living my best life. You can kiss my hoe.
Rewrite it. Rewrite it, dog. Rewrite it.
Make it yours.
Yeah, the name of the song is Smile. Mm-hmm. But you win it.
Smile.
Kirk Franklin?
The name of the song is Smile. So that's it, BET Hip Hop Awards. So did his thing. They had the Cyphers last night. Erykah Badu was in it, Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And T.I. performed too. So what you got?
You know, I was waiting for this T.I. situation. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about it. T.I., the video with the Melania lookalike, the First Lady lookalike. Yeah, Roy, a lot of controversy over this.
You look like her, though.
Yeah, a lot of controversy over this video. White House is a little up in arms. Melania Trump, a little up in arms. Her people up in arms. We'll talk about it. It was crazy. Spokesman for the first lady, her name is Stephanie Grisham. She tweeted, "How is this acceptable? # disgusting. # boycott T.I.
So you went too far, huh?
Yeah. So we'll talk about it.
Ain't that what he been doing? It hurt, don't it?
All right, we'll get into this T.I. video and talk about it, the Melania lookalike that he had in the video, replica of the Oval Office, all of that. Time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Steve, thanks, Shirley. Everybody out there, this is Entrepreneur News. Okay, the search for evidence in the disappearance of a Washington Post reporter, Jamal Khashoggi, in Istanbul a week and a half ago continues now with Turkish and Saudi Arabian teams searching the residence, the Saudi Consul General, who mysteriously left the country before any search could begin. The latest search is part of the overall search for clues to exactly what happened to Khashoggi after he was seen on video entering the Saudi consulate but not leaving. And law enforcement from both Istanbul and Riyadh reportedly found some things in the consulate, things that were painted over. The Turks say they have audio and video evidence of Khashoggi's murder and dismemberment. They also say part of the 15-man apparent team that flew in that day from Saudi Arabia and then flew out, that a lot of them are personal members of the personal guard of the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Here we go with the fiscal government and the federal government saying that it's just ended the 2018 fiscal year with $779 billion in the red. Predictably, the Republicans, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, blaming the entitlement programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
There's been a bipartisan reluctance to tackle entitlement changes because of the popularity of those programs. Hopefully, at some point here, we'll get serious about this. We haven't been yet.
Well, the government says that the 17% jump is mostly the result of the Republican tax cut and the Trump administration's increase in military spending. The federal deficit expected to grow by more than $1 trillion. That's trillion with a T during the current fiscal year. Authorities for the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention say they're investigating an illness that has sickened youngsters in 22 states this year. The CDC says its mystery malady causes muscle weakness and paralysis. The children have gotten over it quickly, some of them, and others remain paralyzed. Researchers say it's called acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. There are some 62 confirmed cases, but they're looking at about 40 others, and symptoms include drooping eyelids and difficulty swallowing. Dozens of people still unaccounted for in the Florida panhandle, parts of Georgia and Virginia in the wake of Hurricane Michael. Officials now say the storm killed at least 16 people in Florida alone. Meanwhile, heavy rains falling across central Texas have caused a river northwest of Austin, Texas, to overflow its banks. And they expect it to keep flowing and flowing and flowing because they're raining there off and on today. By the way, the internet domain name of now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is being used to help sexual assault victims. The New York Daily News says that brettkavanaugh.com launched last week as a landing page for survivors of sexual abuse who are seeking help. Finally, today is National Face Your Fears Day. That's right. Face them. Don't run away. Well, most of us do. I do. Here's up, Steve Harvey Nation. Don't run away from us. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew. We'll be back in 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so we're talking earlier about this T.I. video. It's trending everywhere. T.I. video, well, it's got everyone's attention, and including the White House. It's a video with them. It's filmed in a replica of the Oval Office at the White House. They show President Trump leaving on Air Force One, and then T.I. is in the Oval Office sitting in a chair smoking a cigar, and a woman comes in who looks like Melania Trump and has that I don't care jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, T.I. is, like I said, in the Oval Office puffing a cigar. And a Melania look-alike walks in. She's, you know, wearing that I really don't care jacket. Strips down.
Yeah.
Shows off her assets.
Yes.
On top of the president's desk, the imposter's private parts are blurred out in the clip, thank God. Mm. In the caption, T.I. wrote, Dear
Showed
40-
off for what, Shirley? Showed off what? So back that thing up. Showed off for what?
I said her private parts. You heard me.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They're blurred out in the clip. Thank God for that. But T.I. wrote in a caption, Dear 45, I ain't Kanye.
Mm. But she looked just like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, you know, you can call it art however you want to do it. It's a troubling situation, and for two reasons. First of all, I don't do people's wives. Because I'm not going to allow you to do mine. So I don't do nobody's wife. That's for starters. But secondly, the president has offered up some pretty inflammatory remarks about women.
Oh, yeah.
From even on the campaign trail, from Cruz's wife, to how women look. Dr. Ford, who was in the trial.
Sexual assault victim. Yeah.
He just has made some remarks about women overall on the bus with Billy Bush. He's made some remarks.
Of attacking women,
so when it comes back your way, now everybody in the White House is appalled. When so many of us are appalled by so many things, even as recently as getting overturned Stormy Daniels' defamation of character, I believe it was, lawsuit.
Yeah, and where he called her horse face.
You know, I mean, so
he tweeted that out. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to do that to people and then expect it never to be done for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned about it, and I'll tell you why when we come back.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk more about this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So, Steve, before we went to break, we were talking about the video with T.I. and this Melania lookalike that he had in the Oval Office replica. In his video, there's a new video coming out.
And once again, the two things is Donald Trump has said some really, really
horrible,
nasty things about women, disrespectful about other people's wives.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes back your way, the uproar that's coming from the White House is like, okay, you got this right here. Okay, cool. So I got that part. You put this stuff out, some of it bound to come back to you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I'm concerned about. And I said this once before, and I even spoke to Snoop about it. You know, when he did the thing about brothers, this ain't nothing to do with fear. This is just using your brain. These people are connected.
Hmm.
In the government, the IRS, man, don't you think they ain't got friends over there? They start pushing buttons, man. They can start digging up and making your life uncomfortable. That's the only thing I would be concerned about here. You know, and I mean, you know, I guess that's cool. People can do what they want to do, you know, and hip hop is the truth tellers of our generation. I got all of that. But man, oh man, oh man, I just warn brothers, man, y'all got to be smart and careful. Because they not playing about their power, their position, and their money.
That's right.
They not playing about that. And they're not going to let nothing get in the way of that. They didn't let these accusations of Kavanaugh get in the way of it. They didn't let the fact that he said you can grab a woman by the pee get in the way of it. They ain't stopped it. You can bring a Playboy bunny to your house where your wife live, and you can pay off a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all of that.
And call her horse face.
And as long as we get to keep our power, position, and money, we gonna let that ride. Mm-hmm. Do not underestimate these people's love of their power, position, and money. And you just gotta be smart, brothers. That's all I'm saying to you, man. You can not support him and dog him and talk about him. I'm with it. But you gotta be careful how far you go.
Organize groups.
That's
to
from
get
the
to
OG
the polls.
Right there.
Yeah. And vote.
Bruh, I done seen this. Listen. They make calls to one another, and they push buttons. You know, ain't nobody finna come to your house and pull you out on the porch and whoop you. Mm-mm. That ain't what's finna happen.
No, it's been changed.
You finna get some letters in the mail. Now, all of a sudden, you just get an audit.
Mm. Your bank account.
Then all of a sudden, something go wrong in the audit. Then you get another call. And then, you know, we find out that your probation had a little stipulation in it.
Wow. I'm telling you, man.
That's dirty there, huh?
Dog, you doggone right they dirty.
Politics, period, is dirty.
Bro, they dirty for real.
Yeah.
If you don't think they do this, fellas, listen to me.
God.
You don't think the IRS can call you? Man, are you for real?
That's easy.
You know, and I'm all right with T.I. You know, we ain't friends or nothing, but I'm all right with him. If I had the opportunity to say to him, I would say, be careful.
No, you can't take naked back. You can't take naked back.
No, this is out.
He's a visionary. He went there.
You know, Lord have mercy.
You got drama.
Ted Cruz got past it.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is our president. I said, boy, when he said
see how
that,
dirty politics are?
I said, boy,
Junior?
That's about the biggest coward I done seen.
I'll tell you what I like about Donald. We're right on up there.
That's my dude.
Man.
You know.
Bruh, I was sitting there looking at that going, and seriously, that was one of the saddest moments for me as a man.
So the White House, Melania Trump spokesperson, they're calling for a boycott of T.I.'s music. So,
man, that's stupid because them people ain't listening to T.I. music.
When do they,
no, huh?
Man, when they start listening?
They got a paper trail, none of that.
No.
Yeah.
They ain't got Grand Hustle.
They ain't got
nothing. King of the South.
Bring him out, bring him out. None of that.
I don't even know how I know them.
Up next, it
they
is
ain't
the
got
nephew
white out.
with the prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, he talks a lot of trash in the bedroom. Woo, the subject again, he talks a lot of trash in the bedroom.
What's wrong with that?
But right now, wait till you hear it. Right now, it's the nephew with today's prank phone call. What
I
you
tell
got
you
now?
What's wrong with it, Tommy.
Please tell us.
What's wrong with it? Come on.
Prank us first.
All right, we'll prank you first. All right, this right here is your drunk husband. Your drunk husband. Run it, cat.
Hello?
You got to hold on a minute, okay? All right, I got your phone. I'll give your wife a call.
Hello?
All right? Right now, you're inebriated, sir. Okay? Right now, I should be taking you in, but I'm not going to do that. You let me, if she's able to come and pick you up, I'll let her come get you. All right?
Hello?
Officer Brian is going to, Officer Brian's going to put you in his squad car. I'm going to call your wife. I've got the phone dialing now. All right? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Hello. Who am I speaking with, please?
Who is this?
This is Officer Daniels.
Officer Daniel, you just called from. This is my husband's number. Who is Officer Daniel?
I am Officer Daniels, ma'am. Your husband's actually been pulled over, and he's been another officer's car. He's a little bit inebriated here, and we're trying to see about getting him picked up. I'm trying my best not to take him in today, so I'm trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm trying to get someone to come and pick him up.
Hold on. Back up. You got my husband.
What I got here on the driver's license is Kenny.
And he's with you now.
He's actually in Officer Brian's squad car right now. So he was actually bobbing and weaving out on the road, and we pulled him over. He's not creating any problems. The young lady wasn't creating any problems. So what we're trying to do is get somebody to come and pick him up.
You don't have my husband because my husband is at work, so he can't be in no Officer Brian or in your car. Back up. Did you say somebody was with Kenny?
There was a young lady in the car, man. We're actually letting her go because she's not inebriated. From the looks of it, she's calling somebody to pick her up now.
Man, I can't believe this. Kenny, I know that dirty son of got nobody in my car. That's my car. And you said that he had, tell me this, officer, look at that and tell me what she looked like. It better not be that. Better not be the one I think she is.
I have no idea exactly. Excuse me, ma'am.
I know.
Ma'am, what exactly is your name?
About in my car, he's supposed to be working.
I'm sorry? Jasmine.
Okay.
You're Jasmine. Okay.
Bridget.
No, just stay there. We'll talk to you in a moment. Her name is Jasmine. I'm not sure who she is in relation to Kenny, but...
Hold him there till I get there. I'm on my way. I'm on my way right now. Hey, Bridget, I want you to watch these children for me till I get back. I'm going to see if I can get me a ride up to the truck stop, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, ma'am, listen, I can't stay here too much longer. I can stay here maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Somebody come get the car, but I got to keep moving here. I'm just trying to do a favor and not
listen,
take this guy
listen.
In.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I got my purse in my hand. I'm on my way to that truck stop. Please don't take that nowhere because I got something for his. And when I get there, I hope like hell it ain't that that's been calling you with me all through the night. Leave her there till I get there because I got some things that I need to take care of this day. Don't move the squad car till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Right now, I'll be there in a minute. I well, that took my car and picked up that today. We done had arguments over this. It better not be that. It better not. I bet you it better not be her. It better not be her. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there. Keep that till I get there.
Okay, well, now there's a guy that was with Kenny. Let me close my door so you can hear me better, man. There was another gentleman that was in the back seat of the car that was riding with Kenny and the young lady.
I don't give a about no other riding with Kenny. You just make sure he's there when I get there.
Okay, okay. Now, do you know who this other gentleman? Do you know nephew Tommy?
I don't care about no nephew Tommy. Nephew Tommy.
Cynthia. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your husband, Kenny, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, you and Kenny can kiss. Let me tell you what was just going to happen to Kenny and Nephew Tommy. I was going to go down to Bankhead and 285 and tell him when he get home, he still going to be. Oh
my God. You all right?
Oh my God. Nah, I'm a chick. Where you at, Tom?
Oh man, he told me, he said, man, my wife don't play. He said, wife, man, to prank my wife. You all right, Cynthia?
I'm good, Tom. I'm good. I'm good. But what for real though? Is he at work or you with
me? No, he at work. He in your car at work. He works.
You better be at work.
Hey, baby, tell me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I don't know.
There it is, your drunk husband. You know?
Why you say it like that, though?
You got to say it just like that, shit. Your drunk husband. Acting a damn fool. Acting a damn fool.
Man, you don't care what you do, man.
I just can't wait.
I just don't.
Wait for your TV show. I just can't wait.
Ready to Love is premiering October the 23rd on OWN 10/9 Central. You don't want to miss me. Check your boy out. I think I got a heater. I think it's good.
It looks good, Tommy.
I think y'all gonna like it.
Yeah.
Well, we saw this All Access last night. It was like a teaser of the show, and it looks good, Tommy. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Did I look fat?
You've been working out, huh?
Yeah.
I did enough for the summer trying to lose it. I ain't gonna lie. Did I look all right?
No, you didn't look short. I mean, fat.
See?
God, dog.
Right there. Right there.
I'm sorry.
But I noticed on the show he was sitting down.
No, I meant fat. You asked for fat. I meant fat. I don't know how.
Yeah, sure. That shirt is dirty.
I mean, I meant fat. You said fat, and I'm sorry. Oh.
Where did short come from out of that?
I don't know. I don't need
Whoa. I didn't answer that. Where did short come from? Where has it been coming from? All started with you. You know that.
But, Tommy, congratulations. Though. We're so happy for you.
How you feel, T?
Thank you.
Feel good, man?
It feel good, bro. Yeah, feels real
good.
Yeah,
man, what do it feel like?
Oh, man, you know what it feel like. It feels good. I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm. And highly favored.
I ain't going to cry around y'all no more. I won't do that.
You cry around us.
Nobody want to hear it.
Cry around y'all no more.
You could cry.
Y'all gave me the blues on that, so let me.
What was you crying for?
Yeah, what was that all about?
Because I got a show!
And it looks like it's going to be a hit, though, Tommy. It really does.
I think y'all gonna like it. Y'all gonna love the ladies. You're gonna love the guys.
I saw the ladies.
Yeah. They tight. And then I got one youngster on there. He don't get on my nerve. I'm just trying to school him. And I guess it's kind of like me and Steve. He don't want to listen to nothing I'm saying. He just whatever the hell he want to.
Not familiar.
Karma.
Uh-huh. It's come back on me.
I hope he make you sick as hell.
Junior, you should go on there though. You're single.
Junior, you can do it.
You know, Tommy, you know, they ain't ready for me yet. I ain't got my whole body together yet. You know, when I get my body, I'll be on there.
All right, let's get to the strawberry letter. That's coming up next. Subject, he talks a lot of trash in the bedroom.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on sex, on dating, on work, on parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. Right, Steve?
You better know it. Before it comes, I got to call my trainer and change my workout time.
What do you mean?
I can't work out 7 o'clock in the morning at NBC.
Why not?
Because, hell, I can work out in my house. Weight is weight. I can't lift all of it no damn.
Well, you're coming down, though, Steve. You are.
I'm trying, baby. Mm-hmm. Just being a vegan, though. I don't know how much longer this going to last.
How much you drink?
Till Thanksgiving.
Okay. Technically, I'm down 13 pounds.
Whoa.
I could be more than that. I haven't checked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Well, that's Steve. Good. You look slim, though. You do. You look double digits. Much slimmer.
Need way more than that, though. Yeah, at this rate, I ain't going to see the six pack. If I see my six pack, I think I'm going to have to be sick.
A sick pack.
You need to.
That's about the only way I think I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna be gravely ill.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is.
Hold on. Can I say something before we do that?
Yes. Come on. Steve.
And it'll be my luck that if I do get sick, that my stomach will be swollen and the rest of me will be skinny.
Trying to get that six pack and see it.
Yeah, mess around. I lost weight everywhere but the stomach.
I don't want that visual.
I'm standing up in my second trimester. Skinny as hell, though.
I do not want that visual in my head, Steve.
Steve about to have a baby, y'all. Here it is. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, TV and radio star. Okay, subject. He talks a lot of trash in the bedroom. Dear Steve and Shirley, I need some serious advice. Steve, I've read all of your books and I follow many of your rules, especially the no sex before 90 days rule. I am dating a compassionate and caring man, and he's such a gentleman. He's affectionate, but understood when I told him we should wait to be intimate. It was no problem. So we had passed our 90-day trial period, and we've started having sex. I felt like the time was right, and so did he. Well, the first 3 times we had sex, it was great, and he was just as pleased as I was. But then things changed for the worse. He started talking dirty to me and calling me filthy names while we were being intimate. I was so turned off.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I was so turned off.
Yeah.
Now, I'm no prude, but there was nothing sexy about the words he used. No woman in her right mind would tolerate that.
Huh?
When I told him that I was not going to put up with it, he admitted that he has an unhealthy porn obsession and it affects his sex life. He says that he gets the most pleasure when he imagines himself in a porn film while he has sex. He said he would try to do better, and for the most part, we have good and bad intimate moments. Excuse me. I have started putting my hands over his mouth to stop him from talking to me crazy while we are having sex. He is often ashamed afterwards. And Steve and Shirley, have you ever heard of such behavior? This is damaging our sex life. Please give me advice on how to handle this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have to tell you.
I'm scared for a minute.
Yeah. Who hasn't heard of talking dirty during sex? I mean, everyone's heard of talking dirty during sex, but you sound like this is beyond even that. And to answer your question, no, I haven't quite heard of this kind of behavior, what you're describing here, or what you're attempting to describe. And the fact that he admits that he has an unhealthy porn obsession, that sounds like a red flag to me, because any obsession like that could get out of hand. You know, you've heard of porn addiction, right? You know, people get counseling and therapy and stuff for that sort of thing. He sounds like he has way too many freaky thoughts and words and behavior for you. He's just too freaky for you, it sounds like, and you're not with it. And that's why it's damaging your sex life, because you guys have to be on, you know, the same page if you're going to have great sex. I mean, you have to be somewhat compatible here, and it doesn't sound like you are. He's a bit much for you, and you don't like it. You've talked to him about it. He's told you his issues, and he's even ashamed afterwards. So, I don't know. I think you guys need to do maybe some sex therapy or something, because this is pretty serious for you anyway. He's ashamed, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying. I don't know about this one. It's damaging your sex life. That's what you don't like. So maybe you need to talk to some professionals. Steve, that's all I got.
Well, you want to talk to a professional? Here we go.
Oh, you're
going to rest yourself.
What?
Y'all going to rest yourself. You come to pro, baby.
Yeah, right.
So you felt like the time was right. So did he. First three times we had sex, it was great. He was just as pleased as I was. But then things changed for the worse. He started talking dirty to me and calling me filthy names while we were being intimate. I was so turned off. Now, this is where the letter turned wrong at. I'm no prude. You got to be. Because what is a prude?
Person that don't kiss or nothing, hold hands.
No, that's not what a prude is.
It's like you prude.
Uh-huh,
you're
yeah.
Conservative.
Yeah.
You don't do none of
that. That is, you can kiss and still be a prude.
That's why I just want y'all to hear what I be dealing with sometimes.
What?
That's this like, who
he's
I.
He's just not real wild. Shocked. She's not real just wild.
I'm no yeah, prude, yeah, but there was yeah. nothing sexy about the words he used. No woman in her right mind would tolerate that. Yeah, that's where you're wrong, lady. I'm sorry. That's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
Let me just go on and say this here.
Say it.
I done. Mm. Just about damn near everything.
Come on.
I ain't never sold drugs. I ain't never been high. Them the only two things. Other than that, I'm in. Now, I don't know what you think is too far.
What?
But he got to talking dirty and called you filthy names. Mm-hmm. Now, so I come up with a few that I thought.
Are you? Uh-uh.
Might be a turn off to you during sex. No, all of these are for radio, Shirley.
Okay, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, look, hold on to those, Steve, those radio names. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter, he talks a lot of trash in the bedroom right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. He talks a lot of trash in the bedroom.
She waited 90 days. Mm-hmm. They thought the time was right. It's here. First three times they had sex. It was amazing for both of them. Everybody, please. Next time, though, he got to talking. And, Lord, he called me all kinds of filthy names.
What he called it, though? What he called it?
I'm going to tell you in a minute. While we was being intimate, I was so turned off. Now, I'm not a prude, but there was nothing sexy about the words he used. No woman in her right mind would tolerate that. Now, let me just read the rest of this before I get started. He says that he gets the most pleasure when he imagines himself in a porno film while he has sex. You didn't have to put your hands over his mouth because you got tired of being some of these names. Now.
He got tired of being.
I know what's happening. But what happened was he done took it too far.
Right. Come on.
Oh, you spooky looking heifer.
Spooky?
See, that's offensive. He done took the sex in his out of. Now she spooky looking. Oh, come on with your Roland Martin looking at.
Okay, these, you're right. You can say these on radio. You're right.
Let them fly. Come on.
You better come on.
Come on.
Fix it for radio.
You better give it to me, you ugly troll looking.
Only the guys are laughing.
Come on with your skin. Look just like your mama.
Yeah.
I can't do the rest of them. I can't clean.
If you have to censor yourself, those are pretty bad.
get the point, though.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It turns her off. Those turn her off, Steve. She said that.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You raggedy pinky toe heifer.
Yeah. Come on. Do me like the mailman when he bringing them checks at the first of the month.
Okay.
I can't clean them up. So let's
she
just,
been calling some things.
Let's back up a little bit.
Okay, back up.
I think that what has happened is that the name calling done got a bit much. I don't think that it's sexy, you know.
You think he used that word that's really offensive?
Well, he used the B word. It hurt him. But he used the rest of them too, though.
Well, he got a combination.
Yeah, he comboed them.
So them first three times was just to get, you know, get it going.
Baby.
You know, yeah, all the love.
Ooh, good Lord. Look a hill.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can't believe I'm finally here.
Look a here.
Yeah. Then he got comfortable.
Yeah. Then he got comfortable.
That ain't sexy.
You big black.
Ooh. So have you been called some stuff, dog?
Yeah, I stopped right away.
Because it's not sexy to you.
Yeah. Come on, name ain't Jerome.
Turn off. Because your name ain't Jerome.
Romy Rome.
Goodness.
Come on, Jerome.
Jerome?
You gone.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that.
Who the hell is Jerome?
What do you mean?
You call me whoever. I ain't stopping. I'm glad to be here. I'm in attendance. Come on, Marcus. I'll be him.
Not Marcus.
Wait a minute, Chris. I'll take it.
Jiggy, you stupid.
I didn't think I was going to get here.
You're just happy to be here, Junior.
Yeah. To make sure I get back, sure, I go down to DMV, change my driver's license.
Marcus.
Why you quit?
Welcome to Lavender Hill.
Yes.
I quit because I can't.
You can't Steve.
I can't fix my jokes for this radio show.
Well, she just wants to know how should she handle it.
She needs some earphones. She put her earplugs on.
Well, she put her hand over his mouth. She did that.
Yeah. Well, if she gets a headset,
that ain't enough. She got tired of that.
Because it's a turnoff to her.
I ain't finna be too many more stupid MFs.
Right. You don't want to be turned off in the bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't just, you know, sexy. He ain't doing sexy.
Yeah, it's not working for her. This is not working for her. He's too out there for her.
She been ugly.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Back spooky.
Spooky did it for me.
Short hair having.
Mm. Oh, man. Mm.
Multi-bag wearing.
Double back.
She said no woman in her right mind would tolerate this. So
wide back. You know I like.
Shut up.
Ooh, you wild.
Damn, girl, I like it.
But Steve, he's ashamed afterwards.
What's your George Wallace looking like? Girl, I'm... Girl.
She says it's not sexy.
Your ass.
What?
That doesn't sound sexy.
At all, none of this sounds sexy. No. It's a turnoff to her.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what she means.
He's too way out there for
and
her.
He done mess around and call her Biggie Smalls.
All kind of stuff.
Yeah. No woman in her right mind would tolerate this. He talks crazy to her. That's what she said. There was nothing sexy about the words he used. Yeah.
Shirley, headphones, play your favorite music. You ain't got to hear it. You can get it and be in your own concert. That's what I say.
So then you're not present for it?
Physically, you are.
All right, look, guys, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll talk about two Chicago rappers, Kanye West and Chance the Rapper, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to talk about two Chicago rappers first. Chance the Rapper says he's not running for mayor of Chicago. He told reporters that the 2019 mayoral race will see the largest 18 to 25 voter turnout in Chicago history, and that's what we need. So Chance announced his endorsement of Amara Enya, an underdog for the 2019 mayoral race. Take a listen.
I'd like to say very narcissistically, if I back you, you have a chance, absolutely. And I want to work with somebody that's about change, somebody that's about our community, somebody that's about equity, somebody that's about fairness. And the one person in my research of this wide open race that views align with me would obviously be candidate Amara Enya.
Wow.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I love that young man.
I ain't mad at him at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Chance
that young
doing
man.
It.
At
he
all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said a lot of words I ain't understand, so he can get the job.
Well, he's not running. My girlfriend texted me and said, Chance the Rapper is running for mayor of Chicago. Oh.
Well, that's right. What he made people think that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, first. Like
yeah, he kind of teased.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All they had to do was listen to the rest of the interview.
Yeah, exactly. Because Rahm Emanuel is stepping down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's good. Chance is for Chicago. He's young. He's going to get those young voters out there. That's what we need all over the country for the midterms as well, to get the young people's vote, too.
Why don't yes. Kanye do that? Why don't he do that?
Why don't Kanye do what, though?
Round up young voters to go vote. Why don't we do that?
Kanye need a break, man.
Well, that's why I said just stay in Africa a couple more months.
He's doing his album now.
Yeah, in Africa. Now, Chance's endorsement may put him at odds with his father, Ken Bennett, who has a political background, and his supporting Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle in the race. When Chance was asked Tuesday why he didn't endorse Preckwinkle, he was careful not to trash his father's candidate. He said, are you asking me why I didn't side with my dad? Like I said, first, Amara is the most qualified candidate. At the end of the day, I'm always going to love my dad. I'm going to always rock with my dad. But that has nothing to do with what I see as the future of Chicago. Wow.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's pretty got his
good.
Own mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, another Chicago rapper is trending in the news. He has been for quite some time. We're talking, of course, about Kanye West. Kanye is in Africa right now. He's in Uganda. And he posted on Twitter yesterday a video of himself handing out pairs of Yeezy shoes to children in Uganda. The clip captioned, "We Got Love," features Kanye and his wife, Kim, arriving with their entourage to meet with a large group of orphan school children who sing songs. Who sang songs upon their arrival. Kanye is currently in Uganda to work on his new album. It's titled Yandi. So there you go. So he's doing good things over there.
Yeah,
over
Yandi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gave shoes to the Uganda president, too.
Yeah, signed them. He and Kim signed them. Uh-huh. Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, this album will be good.
Well, that's good. You know, he gave some shoes away. That's good for you. Kids in Uganda.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, it's good that he's over
gave
there in
Yeezys.
The motherland and... You know, all of that, yeah.
I'm glad to see a wife over there rolling with him.
That's going on with this president in Uganda. There's some other issues, social issues that people are concerned
about. Upset about.
Well, he's in the right place then.
What?
Over there and meet with him. Do the same
speech.
When met with Trump.
Oh, gosh.
Is Jim Brown with him over there?
No, he's just making an album.
Kim and their entourage. Big Sean is over there.
Oh, I love Big Sean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know. He's good.
He's cute.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything you want to say, Tommy?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Hell no, he don't want to say nothing.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday, October 23rd. Ready to love. Catch me.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Remember when you used to say, I can say it, I'm not famous. You can't say that anymore.
That's gone.
Once the TV show starts, you know that, right?
I know. I got to learn all my little do's and don'ts.
Yeah. Think before you speak. That's number
that's
one.
That's the biggest
that's
do
number
of them
one.
All.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one that's going to hurt him.
We're trying to help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Junior.
That's the one that's going to
hurt
him.
No, it's not Junior, because they're going to be like, why is he pausing so long?
So, Steve, yeah, come on. Help your nephew
all
out.
Kinds of stuff.
Give him some do's
in that
and
world.
Don'ts. Yeah, give him some do's
well,
and don'ts.
Well, you know, it's a different thing because his brand has expanded into the television world, which is controlled by sponsorship dollars. And that's what you can't do. You can't say anything so controversial, so offensive that one sponsor pulls. They all pull after that.
Okay.
So you're pretty much going to have to just shut up.
Yeah. I see.
Shut your damn mouth.
But
you
no,
got
that,
it.
That's true, though, Steve, because we have to do that to you all the time. Steve!
It's exhausting.
Steve! Steve! We say that a lot on this
show.
Yeah,
it's exhausting for both of us.
Yeah.
Y'all tired of saying it, I'm tired of hearing it.
I know.
Yeah, I bet.
Damn, what now? Why I can't say that?
Because yeah, you can't.
No, you need to beat your kids. Beat all of them.
You can't say that.
And that used to be normal.
Exactly. Yeah.
That used to be normal.
Yeah.
I think we all should have threesomes.
That's that Tommy.
Allegedly, I never said
that. Don't use my words.
I need everybody's words.
You need to rebuild your vocabulary.
I need my whole a whole different vocabulary. Man.
So Tommy, just practice thinking before you speak. That's all.
Gotcha.
No. He didn't done that. That's what comes out after he thought.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He didn't process.
We in trouble then, JJ.
All right, listen. Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, brothel owner and GOP Nevada legislature hopeful Dennis Huff died at the same brothel where Lamar Odom overdosed. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Famed brothel owner turned politician died in Nevada on Tuesday, officials said. The 72-year-old was found dead at the Love Ranch in Crystal, Nevada, the same ranch where Lamar Odom overdosed after ingesting cocaine and numerous doses of Viagra-like medication. And thank goodness Lamar recovered, of course. Anyway, the brothel owner died after a celebration with a weekend-long bash that included porn stars and celebs like Flavor Flav. Wow.
Flavor
sad news.
Flav.
Yeah.
It wow. is.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor Flav. No joke, man. What they doing in there?
Man, I don't know.
Flavor in there naked with that clock on.
Give it to us. Come on, Steve.
And a watch.
Clock
yeah, boy.
You know what time it is, though.
I got Flavin a visual.
Flavin' that hot ass bear suit on. Them black and white spectator shoes on that clock.
So when they go to these brothels, do they stay there like a whole weekend or something? How that
yeah,
work? I don't know nothing about this. How that
when
work?
Flavor come to the brothel, a lot of white women call in.
I ain't gonna make it tonight.
Yeah, I ain't gonna make it.
This is according to TMZ. Dennis Huff was a master when it came to publicity. He famously hired Tiger Woods' mistress, Javon James, to work at the Bunny Ranch. That was back in 2010. He fired her and said, "I wish nothing but the worst for her." Dennis Huff's name, wow. Dennis Huff's name will remain.
She was in that, she know what she was doing.
Yeah, I don't do all this, Huff.
She used to playing golf, dog. That ain't something different here.
Yeah, Mr. Huff's name will remain on the November ballot for state assembly. If Huff wins, then county commissioners would need to appoint a Republican to take that seat until the next election in 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So they'll keep his name on the ballot even though he's dead?
Even though he's deceased, yeah.
You want to throw a vote out, there you go.
Is the brothel going to stay open?
That's just well, yeah. Non, Tommy.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle, what that funeral going to look like over there, though?
Naked.
Well.
Naked. Roll him in, naked.
Tommy.
Huh?
Yeah, they're going to have Dennis and Flavor talk at it.
Dennis is
Tennessee.
Dennis is the one that's deceased. Yeah. Lamar, you mean?
Dennis Rodman.
Oh.
I don't give a rat's ass.
About no brothel not opening.
Steve, you're tired, man. Aren't you?
I'm so damn tired.
Yeah, it is early. Yes. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Right. I'm just scared because I know the clothing going to be limited at this. There's going to be a lot to see.
Like what?
Oh, a lot of thighs.
A lot of what?
Thighs.
Oh, thighs. I thought he said fives.
But the funeral should be at the brothel, don't you think? It's
well,
only
he
right.
He owned it.
Yeah. Rolling right on in there where his, you know, this.
Well, this show ain't got a church he can have in there. That's for sure. Ain't nobody finna have
through.
All these hookers sitting right here.
Okay.
Back
okay,
out.
Okay.
Wipe up all them pews, them nasty heifers been in here.
All this oil everywhere.
Hey, can we get some church music and let Motown preach this thing? This eulogy.
All right.
The JPJJ there.
JPJJ, baby. The jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
So they're going to have a funeral there?
Yeah. What's his name? Dennis
Hoff.
All right.
Come on, Pat.
Introduce me.
Welcome to the JPJJ. That's the jackpot joint.
We ain't at
joint.
The JP right now. We
welcome to the
Bunny Ranch.
Bunny Ranch, where we are here to provide a wonderful funeral, a going home service. And coming to the podium is the one and only Reverend Motown.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Deacon. Thank you, Deacon.
Yes, sir.
Looking around the room, I don't see my normal congregation.
Nah.
Ain't no Sister Shirley. Ain't no Sister Cobb. Ain't no Sister Mississippi Monica.
Not this time.
Akia not here. Neither is Jay.
No.
We're having a going away service.
That's right.
I would say a going home service, but I don't know many people ever wanted to make hell their home.
Good God.
So let's just say we going somewhere.
That's right.
I'm here to preach the funeral. He was a strong man. A kind man.
He was.
Some say he was a loving man.
A lot of loving.
I think he loved too much.
That might be it.
Which is why I'm here today. Today's sermon for the homegoing service is, you going somewhere, I just don't know where the hell it is. One more time for the sermon. You going somewhere, I just don't know where the hell it is.
I like that one, Pastor.
Now, if you want to hear the sermon, you can come back later, or we just doing title. Last time. You going somewhere. I just don't know where the hell it is.
Stop it right there.
All right, we'll be back with more on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back, Pastor.
Yes,
we
sir. So I'm assuming y'all must want to hear the sermon. Today's sermon for the Raphael owner.
The brothel.
You going somewhere. I just don't know where the hell it is.
Take your time now.
Some people, I venture to say, is going to heaven. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Some people, others, I venture to say, will be going straight to hell.
Yeah.
Some people are going to the pearly gates. Some people is going to purgatory.
Yeah, that's in the middle.
Some other people.
One more deal.
Some other people gonna bust open the gates of hell.
Yes.
But we is here to talk about one man.
One man.
A man that owned a brothel.
Mm-hmm.
A hooker house.
Yeah, they are here right now.
A house of sin and debauchery.
Yes, we in it right now.
In there just ordering up sexual activity.
Yeah, they got a menu.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you ain't getting what you want at your house. Now you all down here with these helpers.
Yeah.
Ordering up sexual favors.
Sexual, yeah.
So we... Now, when this funeral is over, we need six hookers to volunteer to be pallbearers.
Come on, walk him out right. Walk him out right. That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to need y'all to be barefooted because you're going to have to carry this casket across that grass.
That's how you roll it.
If you want to stab your ass down in that yard, you had these pumps on with his fat ass in his box. Now we won't, I'm going to pick them myself because this is not a voluntary thing. I want six of the strongest hookers from the brothel.
Yeah.
I have your names right here.
Yeah. Come on.
Stormy.
Stormy.
Thank you.
Come this way, please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Who
Big Pearl.
Big Pearl, please raise your hand right there. Please come this way. Thank you.
Big Pearl retired from the brothel, but she was one of the strongest women I ever knew.
Nice back. Look at her back.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Big, that's why they call her Big Pearl. Stormy's sister.
Ah.
Oh. WC.
What's her name, Pat?
WC. That stands for Weather Channel.
Weather Channel.
Stormy's sister.
When she get in that room, it be whatever you need to be. It could be WC. Hurricane. Disaster relief, earthquake.
What a
chat. Oh, you bring them. As a matter of fact, if we only need three Paul bears.
Yeah, because Big Pearl say she got the whole side.
Big Pearl say she can pack it out on her back.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the BET Hip Hop Awards were last night. It was hosted by comedian D. Ray Davis. Drake, he's funny, yeah.
He's silly.
He is. He really is. Drake led with 11 nominations, including Lyricist of the Year, Album of the Year, Single of the Year, and MVP of the Year. Cardi B, though, was right on his tails with 10 nominations. Other multiple nominees include Childish Gambino with 6, Travis Scott, and Kendrick Lamar with 5. And Carla, you have more for us, right?
Yeah, I watched the show last night. The award show was in Miami, Steve. So it was
sexy.
It was different. It was cool, though. Album of the Year went to The Carters, Everything is Love, and that is a Jay and Beyonce. I love, love, love that album.
The album, man.
Cardi B, yeah, I know. Right, Junior? That's our album, right?
I can do everything.
Man, who you telling? Ooh, that's my
Steve,
album.
Get in it. Cardi B, Yo Gotti, T.I., let's see, Gucci Mane, they all perform. Lil Wayne, he got honored with the I Am Hip Hop Awards. He got a standing ovation. DJ Khaled and Bun B presented him with that. Kendrick Lamar, everybody. They were this, you know, giving Wayne love in a video presentation. But this is it, though. This is it for you, Steve. Guess who closed out the show?
Mm.
What is your song?
Let's see.
Hit
my
it, cat.
Song.
Hit it, cat. Right now.
They did. That's where it was.
Come on.
Did you hear what he said?
We gonna start this thing all right.
It's your boy, man.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
Ain't going back to fuck with you. I'm living my best life.
killed the cat.
Lil Duval closed out the hip-hop award.
Yes, he killed it. It was so funny. He had Snoop Dogg in the video presentation, but Lil Duval was bouncing across that stage, living his best life, killing it at the BET Hip-Hop Awards. Living his best life, I should say.
Man, that's my jam.
I know.
Hit it one time, Steve. Hit it one time.
I'm living my best life. I ain't going back to... I'm living my best life. I ain't got time.
Yes.
I'm living my best life. You can kiss my hoe.
Rewrite it. Rewrite it, dog. Rewrite it.
Make it yours.
Yeah, the name of the song is Smile. Mm-hmm. But you went
Smile.
In it.
Kirk Franklin?
The name of the song is Smile. So that's it, BET Hip Hop Awards. Man. So did his thing. They had the ciphers last night. Erykah Badu was in it, Shirley, and T.I. performed too. So what you got?
You know, I was waiting for this T.I. situation. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna talk about it. T.I. the video with the Melania lookalike, the First Lady lookalike. Yeah, Roy, a lot of controversy over
he
this.
Looked like her though.
Yeah, a lot of controversy over this video. White House is a little up in arms. Melania Trump, a little up in arms. Her people up in arms. We'll talk about it. Ooh, it was crazy. Spokesman for the first lady, her name is Stephanie Grisham. She tweeted, "How is this acceptable? Hashtag disgusting. Hashtag boycott T.I.
So you went too far, huh?
Yeah. So we'll talk about it.
Ain't that what he been doing? It hurt, don't it?
All right, we'll be back with the last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks. We'll be back at 49 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, our last break of the day, Steve's closing remarks. What you got for us, Steve?
All right. Listen, you know what? I just want to remind people, because it's a tough thing to cut people out your life. It's a tough decision for people to make, because the average person, you know, that's of positive nature, they like positive things around them, positive energy. And it's difficult when you, as a positive or decent or caring person, has to be faced with the decision to cut somebody out your life. And I've had to do it many times, and I'm faced with the decision again, even this stage of my life. There are people who I really should not have around me. Now, because I have a sense of guilt, I continue to keep them, you know. I come up with excuses for them, you know, what they gonna do. You know, if they not here, what would they do? If I remove them, what happens to them? Well, I mean, that's because you're a caring person. But can I tell you how much that ain't your business? It's really, really not. It's not your business, nor should you make it yours. Because what will happen is, if you guilt yourself into holding on to this person, you will continue to possess that nagging, gnawing feeling that you have every time you're around them. Because they actually bring no real value to you. Oh, they bring you a lot of promises. Oh, they bring you a lot of, I got something big I'm working on. Oh, you hear that all the time. Oh, I sure appreciate you. Lord, I don't know where I'd be without you. You've been such a blessing to me. You know, you're going to get it all kinds of ways. And that makes you feel even worse about the inevitable decision that you know you have to make. But let me help y'all understand something right here. People can be manipulative. People can be very, very manipulative. And when a person know they getting over on you, they say the things because they know you're a decent person. So they say the things to you to keep in the forefront of your mind of how decent you are. God bless you. You've been a blessing to me. Lord, I don't know what I'd do without you. I thank God for people like you. Well, when do I get to thank God for you? When do you become such a blessing to me? When at the point in this relationship, where every relationship should be give and take,
when do I get to take something out? Because right now, all I'm doing is giving. I'm telling you, y'all, I know how you're feeling about cutting these people out your life, but you have got to, because if there's a person in your life that's just on the receiving end of your friendship and give you nothing in return, they are on the receiving end of your paycheck and give you nothing in return. They are receiving end of all your goodness and favors and give you no goodness and favors. You no longer have an obligation to that person. You really don't. And I remind you of something that Bishop Jake said. Sometimes you have to let people go so they can be freed up to their own destiny. See, because they keep tying their destiny to yours. But see, God didn't give them your destiny. They got their own destiny. You know, unless you're with your wife or your children, them destinies ain't tied to yours. And once your children get a certain age, your destiny don't belong to them no more. They have to, as Marjorie says, their wings work. You got to let them get out there and get to flapping so they can fly. So as you make your list of people who bring you nothing but bad news, they have to go. When you make your list of people who every time they call you, they just want something, they have to go. They have to go because they're slowing you down. They dead weight. They sitting on the wagon and they ain't pushing. They ain't getting out the wagon to remove no rocks and debris out the way. They ain't trying to fill a pothole for you. Just they don't even repair wagon wheels. They just own your wagon, sitting there, legs up, and just chilling. You out on rope just pulling. You got to get rid of them people. The other people you have to get rid of is sometimey people. Because you know what's so hard about sometimey people? Because you don't never know when their time going to be. Because they sometimey. So sometime they cool and sometime they ain't. And on the days when you need them be cool, that's one of them some days where they ain't. So now you got all these sometimey people in your life. And you be going, well, they cool over here, but they ain't cool over there. If the people in your life ain't cool everywhere you take them and every time you talk to them, you got to get rid of them too. I'm sorry. Now, that's going to shorten your list. But what good is the list if it ain't a good list? Stop just trying to have a list. It's like people in a bad relationship. So you're going to stay in the bad relationship just so you can say you're in a relationship. Or will you free yourself so that you can be freed up to your destiny to possibly be in a good relationship? But you'll never get in a good relationship if you're going to stay and sit in the bad relationship, which has proven year after year after year to be of no substance and no, just no goodness for you. It just does nothing for you. But you're going to stay in it just so you can say you're in a relationship. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So y'all think about it. Those people that you got to cut loose, you got it's a tough decision, but you have to do it. God will bless you for it, too. And guess what? You have more free time. You have more money and everything when you let them go. And you don't even have to deal with the aggravation of them anymore. That's an amazing thing. So, that's my closing remarks. Just wanted to remind you all that. Have a great weekend, everybody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.